WTMK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A record heat wave in the U.S. is spreading.
I don't like the heat, but it's something that you have to deal with living in Arizona.
And it is especially bad right now in Phoenix, where they are hosing down animals at the zoo to keep them from passing out in triple-digit heat. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking conditions nationwide.
Wednesday, when we start folding portions of the upper Midwest into this heat, 100 degrees, you're likely high in Minneapolis and St. Paul. By the time we get to Thursday, the Northeast really starts to cook. We're looking at 97, 98 for the nation's capital.
We're on track to see the hottest July on record. In Greece, the extreme temps have sparked raging wildfires, forcing thousands to evacuate. Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
Cars and trees burn to ash. Beaches are bare in what's normally a popular tourist destination.
You could see the smoke coming over, and then the ash was dropping down. And we still smell the smoke.
More than a dozen people have also died in wildfires in Algeria, where it's been more than 100 degrees at night. Texas plans to take on the federal government in court soon for refusing to remove a migrant buoy barrier along the Rio Grande. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Governor Abbott received a letter from the DOJ warning that the buoy barriers recently deployed in the Rio Grande are unlawful, present serious risks to public safety, and interfere with the Fed's duties along the border. Governor Abbott responded, "We will see you in court, Mr. President."
Protesters are angrier than ever now in Israel, where Parliament just passed a plan to strip the Supreme Court of its powers.
Outside the Parliament, thousands of demonstrators yelled "Busha, shame" as the vote was taken. Critics say the bill weakens Israeli democracy as it takes power from the Supreme Court, which is the only check on the government's power. Supporters say the Supreme Court has too much power, and they will move ahead with more laws to limit that power. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Investigators are still pillaging a suspected serial killer's property for more possible evidence on Long Island.
Investigators have been using excavators, cadaver dogs, and sonar equipment at the New York home of Rex Heuermann and say they found a walk-in vault in his basement with an iron door which contained guns. Herbert Ellis is a Long Island-based attorney.
It looks like they're putting together some key pieces of evidence that may have been overlooked.
Heuermann, who's pleaded not guilty, is back in court next Tuesday. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
And jurors have started deliberating in Kevin Spacey's sexual assault trial now in London. The actor's accused of abuse by four men dating back 2 decades. Spacey has denied it. He was acquitted on similar charges here in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The U.S. Department of Labor says laws were violated at 4 area eateries operated by Casa Tequila. The violations include improper tip pooling, unpaid overtime, and underage employment at Casa Tequila locations in Waukesha, Pewaukee, West Bend, and Hartford. The Waukesha axe attack suspect now has a smaller bond amount. 51-year-old Kevin Brew had his $25,000 bond cut down to $7,500 in a hearing last week. He faces allegations that he swung the axe at a woman over a $40 dispute at a homeless encampment. 2 years in prison and some probation time is the federal sentence for a West Ellis man that made racist threats. 45-year-old William McDonald made the threats towards black residents exercising their right to fair housing. For news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, 10 to 12. As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's an issue that's starting to bubble up some more. We talked last week about how the Attorney General of Michigan, who is an excellent attorney general, went ahead and criminally charged the fake electors, the fake Michigan electors. I mean, heck, we have a senator, Ron Johnson, who ran around with the list of them in his pocket trying to feed them to Mike Pence. Well, there was an article on the front page of the Wisconsin State Journal on Saturday raising the issue of why aren't the fake electors in Wisconsin being prosecuted? So let's get to the background of it first. Who would be prosecuted if Josh Call decides to prosecute? Ron Johnson was clearly in on the conspiracy. He had a list of the Michigan state electors, and he admitted that he was involved. He claimed that it was only for, first of all, I think, a minute, then 3 seconds, whatever it was. But, you know, once you have a toe on the tar baby, that's it. Robin Voss was implicated. He was the one who set up, who's involved in setting up the meeting room for them in the Capitol. And Scott Fitzgerald was involved because Scott Fitzgerald, now a congressman, was a state senator. He facilitated it. And there are 10 fake electors. Let's go through them right now, real quick. Andrew Hitt. He's a former Republican chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Andrew Hitt. Robert Spindell. He was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. I mean, he was one of the six commissioners supposed to administer elections. Three Democrats, three Republicans. He was a fake elector. Kelly Rue, R-U-H. She was the chair of the 6th Congressional District Republican Party. Carol Brunner, it looks like, 1st Congressional District Vice Chair. Scott Grabens, former Dane County Republican Chair. These are all Republican chairs. Bill Feehan, La Crosse County Republican Chair. Kathy Kiernan, the 5th Congressional District Republican Chair. Daryl Carlson, the 6th Congressional District Republican Chair. Pam Travis, the 1st Congressional District Republican Vice Chair. And Mary Bustrin, the Vice Chair for the Midwest region of the whole Republican National Committee. When I was the chair of the Democratic Party, we called these folks the Administrative Committee on the Democratic side. Every congressional district has a chair, has a vice chair. they're members of the Democratic National Committee, a couple of others. And we would meet fairly frequently and talk about party politics and what we should be doing. Well, this one, what I just read off, were a lot of the congressional district Republican chairs back in at the time in 2020. And they haven't been prosecuted. And there's no indication at all that Jack Smith's going to prosecute him. He did talk to a couple of them. He called them in. Now, some of the folks in the other states go, well, you know, what I meant when I signed this forged document, what I meant was that if the court overturned the election, then I'm an elector. Well, two things here. First of all, the Wisconsin fake electors didn't say that. But secondly, they didn't say it because they couldn't have believed it, because the Wisconsin Supreme Court had ruled that Biden won the election in 2020 before they signed this. And that were the charges in Michigan. The charges in Michigan were forgery. You know, signing a, frankly, a false statement that they were the electors, conspiracy. Wisconsin is going to have a decision to make. In the article, excellent article in Wisconsin State Journal on the front page, quoted several experts who said that there can and should be a prosecution of the fake electors in Wisconsin, and how it helps the overall prosecutions by Jack Smith if he goes after any fake electors. It dovetails with them. It's not duplicative. The state attorneys general have the authority, they have the jurisdiction to prosecute. Frankly, district attorneys have the authority to prosecute, county district attorney. Why do I say that? Because in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, Fannie Willis, the great DA, right now is signaling that she may prosecute fake electors in Georgia. Because in Georgia, they don't have the statewide presence in the Democratic Party that we have here. So she's it. And I'll tell you what, I have a lot of respect for her. So you have Fannie Willis about to prosecute fake electors in Georgia. You have the Attorney General of Michigan already prosecuting fake electors in Michigan. And so far, there's been no indication what's going to be done in Wisconsin. I've got to tell you that I thought it was a compelling article in the paper. And I thought that the statements in the article by legal experts, other legal experts, made good points. I say that from my own experience practicing law. If you permit, And these aren't just like 10 people that came out of the weeds. These aren't 10 people that just came off the street. These are the vice chair for the Midwest region of the Republican National Committee, a former Republican Party state chair for Wisconsin, a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission who's supposed to be administering these things, the 6th Congressional District Republican Chair, the 1st Congressional District Republican Vice Chair, the former Dane County Republican Chair, the La Crosse County Republican Chair, the 5th Congressional District Republican Chair, the 6th Congressional District Republican Chair, the 1st Congressional District Republican Vice Chair. These are the guts of the Republican Party. And Ron Johnson, the senator, was colluding with the Michigan folks, fake electors. And this was kind of like a Mr. Bones routine, where he would stick a knife in Michigan and somebody else would stick a knife in Wisconsin. And what, leave no fingerprints because they weren't injuring their own state? Give me a break. Robin Voss was the speaker. Scott Fitzgerald, majority leader, who was going to Congress, these are not in the case of the 10 electors and then the three politicians I mentioned, 13 people. These aren't amateurs. These aren't people that popped out of the weeds. So I've got to say, and I think that I think we've got to go on record, they should be prosecuted. Being prosecuted, folks like that in Michigan, it looks like they're going to be prosecuted in Georgia. There's no good reason not to prosecute them in Wisconsin. If you don't prosecute them, they'll do it again. They'll do it again. The next time they lose an election, they will do it again. So we'll stand by. We'll stand by and see if there is a prosecution in Wisconsin, which there should be. I'll tell you, we are now in the, what, 6 month of Tommy Tuberville? Tommy Tuberville raising his pinky, the chicken hawk, the white supremacist from Alabama, saying, I don't want any generals or admirals promoted. Because, it's abortion. Until that, people can't have them if they're in the military. And by the way, which he doesn't say is, until the government agrees to put the new space center in Alabama and not Colorado, which is where it's destined for this time around. But here is the larger question. Here is the larger question. This is really being done with the complicity of the Republican Party, Moscow Mitch and the rest, to try to make Joe Biden look bad, even though it demoralizes the leadership of the military. And it's not just the leadership, because the rank and file look to admirals and generals as their leaders. This is unconstitutional, what the Senate is doing. They are delegating to one another, all 100 of them, out of vanity and self-importance, you can shut down the government. Constitution doesn't say that. None of the laws say that. I'm going to go quick to the lines. Jeff of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jeff?
Maddie Flynn, brother of Alex. I tell you what, man. I've heard a couple of things on Josh Call and, you know, sort of somebody whining about, well, the county prosecutors ought to handle these state cases. And I got to tell you, over the last 4 years, I've had maybe 5 years, I've had four cases in county courts prosecuted by Call's office. And so I just want to disabuse people of the notion that, you know, they that Josh Call can't prosecute and try cases in county courts.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. We're about to go to a break, and I'll comment right now. The lines are alive. I see the rest of you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. But here's the thing. Josh Call is our guy. He's Democratic Attorney General, a good guy in my view. But we got to get off the stick here. And you're absolutely right, Jeff. Jeff's a lawyer. Knows my brother, Alex, who's a lawyer as well. And the point is this, let's get off the stick. Like in Michigan here, the attorney general can bring suit. He can absolutely bring suit. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 64. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Highs level off around 88. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows around 69. Mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday with highs in the low 90s. Mainly clear skies Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. I'm going to get you all. Do not hang up. I'm taking you in order. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Yeah, I think that we should encourage local prosecution, because I think Jack Smith has got the idea he's just going to hit the big boys, you know, the guys who organized it and so forth, so the higher level. And so all the people that signed as the fake electors probably should be prosecuted by local people across the country, because I think Jack Smith is going to drop them out, because he can't have too many defendants or it'll slow down the trial to a snail's pace. I mean, it's ridiculous. Can you imagine? He'd have about 100 defendants. That's crazy.
Right. No, it is. It's absolutely crazy. And you're absolutely right. In other words, that's the idea. That's why Fannie Willis is doing it. That's why the AG in Michigan is doing it. And there is no question that it can be done here, but we got to do it. You got to do it. At some point, the statute of limitations is running. We're still well within the statute of limitations. These people committed a forgery. They committed a fraud. And these are substantial people. The chairman of the various units of the Republican Party, a couple of office holders. I mean, give me a break. Let's go. Let's get off the dime. We're going back to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Very quickly, I want to respond to a caller you had on Friday. I called in several times about Mandela Barnes' loss to Ron Johnson. It wasn't Mandela Barnes. I met him several times. He's an upstanding young man, very personal, a great guy. It was his campaign manager, whoever took care of his campaign, letting Ron Johnson run a racist campaign against him and not bringing up the fake electors. That's what I was talking about. Now, I'm Mandela Barnes. The second thing right. I want to bring up today is guys like Tupperville. I don't know. I guess the goal of the whole Republican Party, because I don't know anybody speaking out against these clowns, is take this country down, especially the military. You and me served in the military. You need good leadership. Without leadership, you're doomed. This is just sick, as Jeannie would say. Well, I'm getting off the air today before I really lose my temper. Thanks, Matt.
Excellent call. Thank you, Wisco Paul. Who's your Bob? You're next, my friend. What's on your mind today? Bob from Indiana. Who's your Bob?
Okay, Matt. Hold on. I'm going to bring someone past me right now.
Can you get it off the speakerphone, Bob? I can't hear you. And come take it off the speaker if you would, please. Thank you.
I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I took a little time to research Wisconsin law when it comes to the fake electors thing. And to me, it appears that the fake electors could be prosecuted under Wisconsin law under 775 of state statutes, which requires the state of Wisconsin to follow the U.S. Constitution when it comes to election law. And clearly the fake electors thing was a conspiracy against said 14th Amendment Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. And Josh Call should just come out and say it. I mean, and these guys who did this, you know, if they are an office holder under the jurisdiction of the state of Wisconsin or the United States, are a clear violation of their oath of office. They took an oath to the Constitution of the United States as well as the state constitution, and they should be called to account, especially the fake electors and Scott Fitzgerald, who arranged conspired to, to sign up the fake electors. I mean, he conspired against the U.S. Constitution and should be called out as such. I mean, Josh Call should just say, hey, you guys are involved in violation of the law. Here it goes, and the office of, this nonsense that's got to go over the whatever county these people come from. These people conspired within the Wisconsin state capitol against the entirety of the voting population of the state of Wisconsin and should be called to account for it.
Right. You know what I'm concerned? That excellent call. You know what I'm concerned about, Mark? Is if something isn't done right now and but they are being prosecuted in Michigan and Georgia and elsewhere, this is going to happen again. This encourages these folks. They forge a document and they sent it in to the Senate and I think to the National Archives saying that they're the electors. They were not the electors. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court had ruled that Biden had won prior to their doing it. If there's no consequence to their doing it, and we had one caller who's exactly right, there's no way that Jack Smith can prosecute as fake electors from six states. You know, it would be close to 100 people. He can't do it. It's crazy. That's why we have prosecutors in Wisconsin and good ones, too. So let's get off the dime and do this. Hoosier Bob, my friend, you're calling back. Thank you. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Hey, Matt, how are you today?
Good, thanks. What's up?
Okay. I've got a couple complaints about the Democratic Party, believe it or not.
Hey, shoot, you got 2 minutes before the break, Bob.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. My first complaint is I keep hearing about messaging. Well, that's the same complaint I hear every time I sit down at the bar and watch a Cubs game. Well, need a better manager. It's like, Jesus, there's 20 people sitting in here in the middle of the afternoon drinking beer. You obviously don't have a job. Go down to Wrigley Field and tell them you're a manager. If you don't want to do that, shut up. Second
The question is, what is Hoosier Bob doing rooting for the Cubs? You should be rooting. You got a Cleveland team. You got a Cleveland team. Or else start rooting for the But anyway, Bob, thanks a lot for calling. I always enjoy hearing from you. Look forward to your calling again, my friend, and thank you. And yeah, the bottom line is, and I think the consensus of a lot of these calls, but my own feeling is I don't lightly suggest the prosecution of anyone, but I've mentioned 13 people who are in on it. They were in on it. And folks like that are getting prosecuted in Michigan and in Georgia. There's no question they can be prosecuted. I think it's time to stand up for Wisconsin law. We have forgery laws also, state laws. It's not that they're prosecuted under federal law. Prosecute them under state law for doing it. It was against state law. And file it, get it in there. Jack Smith needs some support. I mean, Jack Smith cannot charge 90 or 100 people. Going to break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A brutal heat dome is spreading this week across the country. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore.
The Southwest has endured most of the heat, but over the next couple of days, it is going to expand into the plains and across the Southeast. And it's not just the temperatures. You're just looking at forecast highs here. The humidity is also up.
Israeli leaders are worried protests could turn violent after Parliament passed a controversial judicial overhaul plan. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The law passed 64-0 with opposition Parliament members boycotting the final vote in protest. It came after weeks of unprecedented demonstrations against the bill.
Bye-bye, Birdie. Hello, X. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur has more on Twitter's rebrand.
Of course, the company's changed a lot since Elon Musk took over late last year as the CEO and owner, but now he's really signaling a break with the past.
Right now, it's only visible on desktops. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 2 years in prison and some probation time is the federal sentence for a West Ellis man that made racist threats. 45-year-old William McDonald made the threats towards black residents exercising their right to fair housing. McDonald vandalized vehicles and property and left threatening notes filled with racial slurs, demanding that the victims move out of the neighborhood. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division worked together on the case. A local developer is rapidly expanding its co-working office developments in Waukesha County. Pete Schwaba has more.
Three separate locations are set to open soon for unique office arrangements. The former Boston Store Furniture Gallery building in Brookfield will be converted into co-working offices with around 300 workstations, meeting rooms, and event space.
For news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crude, and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Start out with Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind today?
Great show, great callers as usual. My first question is, and I got one, a follow-up real quick, and that is, when is our newly elected judge sworn in?
August 1st. I'm going to be there, by the way, and then I'm going to report on it the next day. August 1st. That's next Tuesday.
Okay. The democracy begins in Wisconsin. Okay. Now, you know, in all honesty, you know, this was a multifaceted plan, you know, that attacks our democracy, you know, to destroy our democracy, in other words, because the right to vote is significant, you know, in our country and in our democracy. So this is well orchestrated. People can see, forms that Wisconsin and all the other states filled out that were all similar. Right. I've seen this happen. I've been watching and documenting what the big money donors did to our state with Scotty Walker and the Koch brothers and others that are involved, you know, and then they destroyed, you know, our elections board and all those types of things. They did that in other states. Now, see, this is really step far, and I hope they need to investigate those people, too, as well as Voss and Gableman and all of their involvement, because this is a crime. And thank you so much for taking my call. But I was anxious to hear. Maybe they'll start in August, because we need honest judges, not ones that are trying to turn over, you know, our vote and steal an election. Thank you, Matt. You have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great call, Gene. As always, thank you. Do not hang up anybody. I'm going in order. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Nick?
Oh, Matt, it's been a long time. I used to listen to you in the morning, and now I get you in the afternoon, which is awesome.
what's up?
The fact that document exists is a crime in itself. There is no, like, investigating it. There's nothing that needs to be investigated. The crime has already been committed by the existence of that fake elector document. They should be arrested, and they should get court dates. And that's it. I don't even care about the optics. They're like, oh, it's bad optics. Or they're going to say everything they're going to say anyway. It doesn't matter. It's just law that they should be arrested and get court dates. And I'll take your comments off the air, Matt. Good to talk to you.
That's an excellent call. Thank you. And I will give them to you right after the next caller. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Karina?
Hi. Matt, maybe you can clarify that. Maybe I don't understand that correctly. But so we're talking about a governor, government people, government officials creating a false, fraudulent document and representing that to a United States government. Why those people still in their position? Why those people are I don't understand. They already lied to a people of this country. They already abused the position what those people put them in, and they already lied out loud, fraudulently preparing the document and submitting that document to American government. Why they are still not in jail? They should have been in jail then, and still in jail now.
So thank you for the call. Right. It's an excellent call. And here's the thing, Katrina. They can be removed from office. The Voss, Fitzgerald, and Ron Johnson. But Fitzgerald and Ron Johnson have to be removed by impeachment. That requires a majority in the House of Representatives. But unfortunately, the Republicans have the representatives, so they're not going to impeach their own people. But secondly, even if they did, there has to be a conviction in the Senate by 2/3, which is 67 out of 100. And Moscow Mitch and the Republican senators are not going to come close to doing it. So unless it's done that way under our Constitution, that's the way to get rid of them. And there's a political obstacle in doing it. With regard to Voss, there could be a recall election, which takes a long time. And I'm simply saying that if you commit a crime, this is a crime. They said it was a crime. The AG, the attorney general, did anyway in Michigan by charging these fake electors. And in Georgia, Fannie Willis has said it's a crime. I believe it's a crime. The people that were quoted, the experts in the Wisconsin State Journal article on Saturday, were of the same opinion. And these people should be charged. They have a right to a trial by jury. They have a right to a jury of their peers. They can bring motions to dismiss and that kind of thing. But unfortunately, it's not possible just to pull them out. There's a process. The second thing is, of the 13, many but not all of them have what are called party positions, not government positions. So, for instance, Spindell, yes, he's in the Wisconsin Election Commission. Voss, yes. Fitzgerald, yes. Ron Johnson, yes. And I believe there's one other person who may have been an alderman or some municipal ordinance in the Northeast. But the others are chairs or vice chairs or county chairs of the Republican Party. the state can't remove them. The party should remove them. I would think that if I were the chairman, again, of the state Democratic Party, as I was, and we had characters doing this kind of thing, absolutely I'd yank them. But the problem was the chairman himself was part of it, Andrew Hitt. He was part of it, the former chairman of the Republican Party. The ultimate solution in this is going to have to be prosecution of anybody who committed a crime, and I have just laid it out how it is a crime. And then secondly, people at the polls, you and me, people who vote, go there and say, no, we don't want a party that does this kind of thing. And the final thing I want to emphasize before we go forward anymore and any other topic is this. These were not just a bunch of random vagabonds who stumbled in and thought this would be neat. This was the guts of the Republican leadership in Wisconsin. This is the guts of the Republican leadership in Wisconsin. And the fact is, if they collectively get together and decide to commit a crime, they should be charged. And then they have full opportunity under due process to put on a defense. Thank you all for calling on this. It's an extremely important issue. I want to get back to this Tommy Tuberville briefly. This is this clown down in Alabama. I see we have another caller, so I want to give everybody a full opportunity to talk about this issue. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, the elephant in the room, pun intended, is definitely these fake electors. This is electoral fraud at a big time scale. We're not talking about one or two people messing around with trying to vote from two different places. We're talking about somebody trying to overturn a legitimate, legal, repeatedly audited and recounted and litigated election. And this has got to stop. Why Josh Call hasn't done anything obvious about this is totally beyond my understanding. I mean, this is the chief law enforcement officer of our state. And if he doesn't do anything about it, very unlikely anybody else will. He's got to start addressing this and get away from his political cowardice. This is not a political prosecution. Political retaliations are things like, let's say, showing the president's son a revenge porn movie, or Tuberville is doing. That's very political. But these are people who did something which was illegal, and not only that, but it threatens our very democracy. If we don't do something about it, they'll do it again, as you said. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. That was very, very well said. And I think that's the point in my view. I don't take any pleasure out of saying this should be done, but it is the guts of the Republican leadership in this state, and they put in this document that was false. And if anybody else does it, it would be prosecuted immediately. My concern is that if nothing is done and they get away with it, this was an attack, as you say, on the peaceful transfer of power. In other words, on our democracy. Joe Biden won the election in this state. They falsely said he didn't, and they were going to cast their votes for Trump. That is false. It's wrong. And if a democracy doesn't have the peaceful transition of power, it does not survive. Excellent call. Thank you. Bobby of Eau Claire, my friend. Bobby, thanks for calling. What's your mind today?
Hi, Matt. You were talking about I always call him Tuberville. I don't know his real name, whatever. That idiot football coach from Alabama who's now, like, I don't know, peacocking over in the Senate there. I think what's really bad about him, and I think we don't talk about enough, too, is not only is he holding up these really, really important appointments for leadership in the military because he disagrees with, you know, the abortion policy of the U.S. military, he's also holding up a lot of other promotions. It's a problem that's going all the way down the chain of command. And I think for a party who pretends to be the patriots and says they're the ones who love America and Democrats are communists and we hate America, blah, 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 they're sure screwing over the military right now, and I don't know why it's not getting more coverage. I don't know why people are more pissed off, because if it was my family waiting for a promotion or a, you know, a change of base or whatever, and it's all being held up because of this idiot, I'd be pretty irate.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And I want to emphasize that what Bobby has put her finger on. Yes, it's 650 or so admirals and generals. But when you become a flag officer, or you become a higher flag officer, well, that means you're an admiral or a general, you have staff. You have other people who then move up in rank to fill what you did, but you also have people who come with you. Now, many of these people, most of them, in fact, all of them are career. They're career. They have spouses and they have kids. So they may be, say, in California, or they may be in Florida at a base, and then the new command of the admiral, the general, is going to be in Newport, Rhode Island, or it's going to be in Norfolk, Virginia, you know, that kind of thing. And they're all excited. They put their house up for sale, and then they wait. And yeah, they're getting paid, but there is uncertainty, and that demoralization goes right down the chain of command. It's communicated to people who are not officers. It's communicated to sergeants and chief petty officers and corporals and privates and seamen apprentices and petty officers third class and that sort of thing. They are making a decision whether to become career. People hear about it who aren't in the military yet. And as a result of this demoralization, the Army is 25% under its recruitment goal, 25%. Being in the military is a hardship, not just because of the physical danger. But if you were at sea, you're liable to be sent off on a ship for a 6 to 9 month cruise. You're away from your spouse and your kids. You're away from them. People don't lightly do that. And they do it out of patriotism. They do it out of a pride in America. I had a great pride in America and still do. And that has to be encouraged. But Tommy Tuberville never served in the military. Tommy Tuberville was investigated for securities fraud, along with his partner in this fraudulent scheme. The partner got charged. You know what Tommy Tuberville said? I don't really understand securities law. He just had me there because I was the coach at Auburn. And so they let him off. Hey, I got news for you. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. In merry old England in the 1880s, they had a guy from Pakistan who killed his wife because she disobeyed him on something. They charged him with murder. He goes, well, back where I'm from, that was lawful. And they said, well, you're not back where you're from. You're in England now, and they hanged him. You know, the point of the matter is ignorance of the law is no excuse, but he snuck off. And then suddenly he's what, in the Senate? And then he's doing what in the Senate? He's holding up the entire military. And the Republicans are going along, and it's wrong for the 100 U.S. senators out of vanity and self-prestige to go, anybody can do this. That's a violation of the U.S. Constitution. It should be majority rule. They are violating the Constitution, every one of these senators, by standing by and let this happen because of a rule that makes them look good. I think it's wrong. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 64. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 90 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 69. Temps above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 80s to the mid-90s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I'm dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Welcome back to Matchroom Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, another disturbing event happened on Sunday. That's yesterday. Donald Trump put out a posting on Truth Social, which is his social media network. And for the first time in a while, but not the first time ever, he put a QAnon tag on it. Here's what he said. He said, quote, "We must stop these monsters." And by the way, the monsters is the Department of Justice and the FBI. This is a longer, I'm giving you the lowlights of it. "We must stop these monsters from further destroying our country. It is prosecutorial misconduct." And then he put on the QAnon tag at the end. Quote, "Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing." End quote. Now, QAnon, I think you know about QAnon. QAnon is not just simply a right-wing thing. It's violently, violently racial, violently, violently anti-Semitic, but also is violent, flat-out violent. And they have certain tags. They have certain tags. And they a lot of nutty things about the pizza parlor in Washington. You can Google QAnon and you can see all the crazy stuff they say. Marjorie Taylor Greene is QAnon before she got into Congress. Then she said, yeah, I was QAnon, but I'm not QAnon now. Well, okay. But Trump was president of the United States. Trump is running for president of the United States. And Trump is something like 30 points ahead of the number two candidate in the Republican primary, DeSantis. So when he starts now in his campaign now, tagging QAnon memes, that is very concerning. They have several of these things. One of them uses the word storm. The storm is coming. And there are a number of Republican congressmen who will say that. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. That's a QAnon phrase. But this one, quote, "Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing." It is violent overtones. And I want to say something. We talk a lot in American politics about this or that, but there are historical analogies. In 1932 in Berlin, 1932, Adolf Hitler's party, the Nazi party, but it's called the National Socialist Party, National Socialist Workers Party. I mean, a lot of people looked on it sort of as being pro-worker, believe it or not. And he had written Mein Kampf, which means my struggle in German, and it's viciously, viciously racial and violent and anti-Semitic. But when he got in, he was all peaches and cream. And a lot of people nowadays, and this occurs to me, they think, well, he was such a weird guy with that little mustache and a weird guy jerking his arms around. And Charlie Chaplin satirized him in one of his, I think it was The Great Dictator, one of his films. How could they ever vote for him? But you have to understand something. He was congenial to German people in 1932. Trump 100 years from now, people are going to look at the guy and go, are you kidding me? How could they have voted for this guy? But, you know, he has this kind of, he can have a jokey personality. And some people think, you know, he's like one of the guys. He's not one of the guys. Well, 1932, Hitler gets in. How did he get in? Well, his party got a plurality of the vote, and the chancellor appointed him to form a government. But he still has to form a government. So how does he form a government? You know, there's a parliamentary system like, you know, elsewhere in Europe now. And he was all peaches and cream. He said, you know, I'm going to put people back to work. Remember, after the, it was the middle of the Depression, and there were ruinous terms that had been visited on Germany in the Versailles Treaty after the First World War. And he said, we're going to reassert German culture and blah, blah, blah. And they looked at it and they said, well, yeah, we produce Mozart, Bach, Beethoven. We produce, you know, a lot of stuff. And, you know, people should have some respect for us. And then he said, I would like to temporarily dissolve the Reichstag. Now, the Reichstag in German, that's their Congress. It's like, I want to dissolve Congress. And he said, don't worry. That just gives me leeway to do some things. And now, and then when everything's back in order, a couple of years, I'll reinstate the Reichstag. So the Reichstag voted to dissolve itself. The minute they did, he had the ones he didn't like arrested and executed. And then he had the Gestapo and his police and the SS. And you know what happened then. Now, you may think Trump can't get away with that in this country. And the fact is, he would not get away with it the way Hitler did. I agree with that. But if you don't prosecute fake electors, if Jack Smith is threatened, Trump is threatening him, threatens his wife, and the government has had to spend $2 million so far on security for Jack Smith, and he's only been on the case since November. And there's no consequence to Trump for threatening him. No consequence for the Republican Party using QAnon words. QAnon is not conservatism. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not a conservative. Trump is not a conservative. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's creeping in. I'm telling you, it's creeping in. You can see what they're saying. You can see what they are doing. And he can joke around all he wants. But if he does get back in, he's going to be on a revenge tour. He is not going to have the kind of cabinet he originally had when he first got in, because he had people who were sort of moderate Republicans, some of them, Secretary of State and others. He's going to have people, and he has six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. Remember that. Remember that. And he has tarantulas in the federal judiciary elsewhere, like this Eileen Mercedes Cannon down in Mar-a-Lago and the guy in Amarillo, Texas. And they will just file actions in front of them. They'll go up to, and he will put in more appellate judges who uphold them. And then you have the tarantulas and Moscow Mitch and the rest, and Kevin McCarthy will do whatever's necessary just to keep themselves in power. You must bear witness to this. You must be part of stopping this. You cannot have the front runner for the Republican nomination, who is about to be under his third indictment, multi-count indictment, simply quoting QAnon. You're getting it in Braille. They're giving it to you in Braille. Wake up. Coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.